what it, you know, you used to buy flour and a long thing like this, but it's all like a pillowcase.
Sacks, mm-hmm.
And those, what were those sacks made out of? What would you call that big, a big sack of potatoes? What was it? You ever heard of a toast sack or a croaker sack?
Yeah, a croaker sack.
If you just had a big arm load of wood, all you could carry, you know, at one arm load, what would you call that? An arm load would be called what? That's all you could get in your arms to get to the house. Have you ever heard you had a ton of wood?
Oh, yeah.
Then you call that what?
Oh,
yes. Yeah. What would you call it? No, I don't ask that. When the light burns out, what would you get to put back in there to replace it?
A bulb?
You get a new...
Yeah, a new bulb.
A light bulb? Mm-hmm. A new light...
Yeah.
What would you call that? You go buy you some new...
Light bulb, I guess.
When you carry the washing out and hang it on to the line, you know, you have a clothesline, don't you?
Mm.
Right. What would you carry your clothes out there in?
In a basket, usually.
Okay. What did nails come in back then?
Nail pegs.
What runs around you know, those barrels that were made out of wood? Yeah, they were made out of planks, weren't they? Made a barrel that was put together real tight. What was the metal things that went around?
Just hoops.
Okay. All right, now if you had a bottle or something and you was going to stop it up and keep it from pulling out, what was the thing that you put in the top of the bottle?
Cork.
And then you don't have a cap anymore, you have a cork. What about a little musical instrument children used to play, they blow into? Make music.
Harmonica.
Did you ever call something that you held between your teeth and plucked on? What was that called?
Mm-hmm.
And you'd pick it with your fingers and then make a twanging sound.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard Jew's harp?
Jew's harp.
Yeah. Alright, now, I was talking about them nails a while ago. You got home and there was a board sticking out. What would you do to it? Get one of those nails and...
And
nail
it back.
What would you nail it with?
Nail.
When you'd have a nail, what would you hit the nail with?
Oh, hammer.
Okay. Alright, if you had a wagon and two horses, what was the long piece that went out between the horses that kept them, you know?
That's a
tunnel. Okay. And if you have a horse and it's pulling a buggy, and before you hitch him up, you have to back him up between these...
Shades.
Alright, the rim, the steel outside of the wagon wheel. Oops, what was that called? The steel outside of the wheel, you know? Keep it from wearing out, I guess.
I don't know.
What about a filly?
Mm-hmm.
You never heard that one?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, when a horse is hitched to a wagon, what do you call the bar of wood that traces, you know, the traces are fastened to? Is that a tree?
Hollow tree. Is that what it is?
I don't know. Have you ever heard of a single tree?
Single tree.
Now, if you had two horses and each one had a single tree, what would you call that? Double tree?
Yeah.
What?
I guess it would be a double tree.